Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rant, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here is Larry.
All right, Randy, it is hit the hot headlines night. Top headline that we're going to bring out is President Trump was named Time Magazine Person of the Year.
I saw that.
Could you believe it?
Yeah. But they didn't want to use the right picture.
They sure didn't. The one with his hand all,
I know. Why didn't they do that?
The guy takes a dang bullet, they won't even use the right picture.
Of course not.
So, well then, on top of that, they fact check him in the same dang magazine. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I don't care much for them anyways.
Ah, they're full of crap.
Well, you know, what was the deal about Ronald Reagan back then?
Well, Ronald Reagan was the president.
Yeah.
And who did they put as Time Magazine of the Year? Gorbachev. Yeah. Gorbachev didn't do anything. He just couldn't stop Ronald Reagan.
Rant.
Well, there you go. I'm telling you. There's your first headline. ABC News and George Stephanopoulos apologized to Trump.
Is that how you pronounce him?
Well,
I don't know.
That's close.
Okay, well, I won't say what I would say. Go ahead.
Well, they had to apologize to him and pay him $15 million in a settlement defamation suit.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You know, Megyn Kelly absolutely shredded him on a 4-minute clip on one of her podcasts. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was great. Great. And it cost $15 million just for that apology. You know, George covered for Bill Clinton. That's where he become real popular. He covers for Bill Clinton and trashed every woman accused Clinton of rape and abuse and everything. But, you know, the liberal commies, they have two sets of standards.
Sure they do.
I mean, you know.
It's double standard.
So, you know. Anyway, defamation, I would say, is real. It's bad-mouthing just expired under President Trump because, you know what? Free speech may be getting tossed out the window. But guess what? We know how to use the courts and sue people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that. You know, Stephanopoulos is really a fraud. You know, really back in...
I never liked him when he was with Hillary.
No. Uh-uh. No, he was just a puppet for Hillary. But, you know, just a fun fact, in 2015, while the presidential race was going on, and they was really gearing up, he was forced to apologize on the air for not disclosing that he was donating to the Clinton Foundation. And then he kind of got his hand slapped, and he was removed as a moderator from one of the debates. So, you know, he's a creep from a long way back. Here's a new headline. Remember, Saturday was the 125th Army-Navy game.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trump, Vance, DeSantis, Hegseth, Gabbard, Johnson. Well, guess who their guest was?
Elon was there, wasn't he, too?
I don't remember seeing
Elon.
I
thought I saw him in the back.
I didn't watch any of the game, but, you know, they brought a whole bunch of people there.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who their guest was?
Who's that?
Daniel Penny.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
Daniel Penny. And you know what? That really spoke a lot, you know.
Sure.
It spoke a lot to me for conservative values and supporting the veterans.
Right.
You know, for once that game could be applauded and the veterans could be celebrated and everything.
Yeah.
And Daniel Penny, you know.
Well, I saw an interview that he did, and they asked him, I think it was Judge Shalene or whatever her name is on Fox.
Uh-huh.
I think it was her.
Oh,
anyways,
her, yeah.
I saw the interview or some of it, and or maybe it was just a clip when I was running through. And they asked him, they said, you know, taking the fact of all what happened, would you do the same thing again if in that same situation?
Because remember, was his answer?
Well, remember, all of the people in the subway, they were threatened because he was saying, hey, somebody's going to lose their life today.
Yeah.
I have nothing to lose. That was all his phrases. And, of course, he took him out.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked him that, and he said, absolutely, I'd do the same thing again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a hero.
Yeah, it's in him. He's a Marine.
But think about it, Randy. I mean, we don't always have a Marine sitting next to us.
No.
You're in New York. Guess what? They rape you of your Second Amendment right. You can't carry a gun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't defend myself.
Right.
I've been to New York 2 or 3 times, and honestly, that's all I really care to go.
If you get on the subway, you better make sure there's a Marine on there.
You know, I got to tell you.
Hey, is there any Marines on here?
Hey, take one with you.
I know.
You know, but in fact, I was there, you know, a couple of different times, and people would like, hey, you know, one of our friends, you want to go ride the subway? I said, are you out of your ever-loving mind? I'd get on one of them double-decker buses, you know, and go around and have some fun.
Yeah.
But I felt a lot safer. I'm not going to go down in that subway.
Right.
Particularly without my gun.
You know, years ago when the pilots were doing their thing, it had some pilots that were freaking out. This was years ago, probably back in the 1990 or 2000. I was flying somewhere and the pilot was greeting everybody, you know, when they was getting on the plane. And I said, hey, are you the pilot? Yeah. Said, everything going good? Yeah. I said, you and your wife hadn't had no fights, have you? You know, no. I said, okay, everything's good. Yeah. He saw what I was doing. Everything's good. We're going to be good.
No, but my girlfriend and I had a spat, so you're still screwed. Well, Daniel Penny was acquitted, you know, and found not guilty in this subway death case. The jury took 24 hours to deliberate across 5 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing of it is, you're very true. You know, when he got on this train, Jordan Neely had boarded it and was all kinds of erratic behavior, shouting out threats to passengers and all.
I think he was on drugs too. So
I would imagine all of it.
He had all the marks against him.
You know, and at the time of his death, Neely had an active warrant against him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I think that Penny's a hero. He did what others couldn't do for mm-hmm. themselves. Other people don't have that kind of training, and other people can't protect themselves.
No.
Again, you're stripped of your Second Amendment rights. I never want to shoot anybody. I never want to pull my gun on anybody.
Right.
But somebody that's high on drugs and crazy I mean, you know, so, you know, I guess, you know, Well,
you do know that me and Donna took karate.
Yeah, what belt did you get to?
Yellow. That's right after white.
Well, yeah, James is already on his orange, so he's surpassed you. So I told him, I said, well, you know, I guess you'll have to be Papa's new, his new bodyguard. So, mm-hmm. you know, it took Alvin Bragg 2 weeks to bring these charges against Penny.
Right.
And, of course, we all know it was purely political. It was all political motivated.
Man, they need to get rid of him. How can they do that?
Well, I don't know, but Trump needs to go after him. He's a horrible, horrible man.
Yeah, well, he'll probably get, immunity before Biden gets out.
That pardon?
Pre-pardon, the pardon before. You know, that's just like way back when they used to sell indulgences and you used to buy indulgences to, instead of forgiving your sins, it would be, you could buy one to forgive you of the sins you were going to commit. You know that? Did you know that?
You just spoke a foreign language to me that I have never heard in my life.
I'm serious.
That would have brought me a lot of freedom in your past. We'll talk offline on that.
But that brought back the way back. You know, hey, we're going to forgive you for what you're about to get charged for.
I have no idea what you were just talking about. What'd you call them?
Indulgences? Yes, they were indulgences. And that was back in the Reformation of the Church and during the Roman Catholic and the Jews and all that. And during, what was his name? Martin Luther. And the Roman Catholics used to sell indulgences. And that's where they made the money to build all those cathedrals over there in Rome and stuff like that.
I know.
There's a movie about that, Larry.
I'm looking at
I'm teaching you some history now.
That's not my King James version, so I'm sorry.
It's not King James. This was before King James.
I'm going to go to church Sunday and see what with you and see what
send
they're doing.
Send us some email, send him some emails right now and tell him that I know what I'm talking about.
Just send me a bottle of that stuff and I'll
look up. I'll have a movie, Martin Luther. Watch it. It's called Luther. It's a great movie.
You've wanted me to watch that and I just haven't done it. Hey, here's a guy. Change subjects.
Let's do it.
But New York City Mayor Eric Adams defended Daniel Penny. Now, this is a guy that I'm starting to, I mean, I'm not liking him, but I got to be honest with you. I think he's turning the corner from being a controlled liberal freak from Biden's era to saying, hey, you know what? All of that garbage that you guys were forcing me out of the White House to pull here in New York City, it ain't working, and my city's falling apart. And so I think that he's starting to turn a corner. He even went so far as to say that the media was showing like a picture of Jordan Neely, like an innocent child, and trying to betray him as one.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you guys were setting us up for all of this, and they're not reporting, obviously, the truth. I mean, they can't. So, you know, here's something that that Vivek put over on X here the other day. It said, in 2015, Jordan Neely kidnapped a 7-year-old girl. In 2019, Jordan Neely punched a 64-year-old man in the face. Where was the Marines then, okay? On either one of those. In 2021, Jordan Neely slugged a 67-year-old woman in the face as she exited the subway, breaking her nose and fracturing her bones. Neely was arrested 44 times but never faced real justice for terrorizing New Yorkers. You know, and Adams said, hey, Daniel Neely only did what us New Yorkers needed to do a long time ago. And that was, you know, lock him up somewhere. You know, of course, now you've got the father, his dad saying how much he misses him and everything. And, of course, you know, you hear the far left people and they're talking, you know, like, oh, he's so innocent and he's so kumbaya, wonderful and everything. And he's the tragic victim in the whole thing. But his dad said, my son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either. It hurts. It really hurts. What are we going to do, people? What's going to happen to us now? I had enough of this. The system is rigged. Come on, people. Let's do something about this. And he added, well, here's what I would say. Where were you as the father? Never mind that you abandoned this kid. You threw him out of your home. You forced him to live out on the streets for years. And he should have been institutionalized because he was a maniac.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, he was arrested 42 times. Where were you as the parents? And, you know, now the parents are actually suing Neely. Daniel Penny, they're suing him.
Yeah.
They cared nothing about this kid. Now they're trying to make it out to where, oh, he's such a wonderful child, you know? He wasn't a child. He was a grown man. He was a drug addict. He was a troubled person. And, you know, and Randy, let me kind of get off my rant here and be nice about this, okay? I don't know if you've ever dealt with somebody that's mentally ill.
No, not recently.
Okay, except for me. But on a serious note, if you've ever tried to get a mentally ill person in America help, you will be surprised at how difficult and almost impossible it is.
I would imagine.
So a lot of people have really pointed the finger at these parents and said, you should have gotten him, you know, in an institute. You should have gotten him help, blah, blah, blah. I've actually helped people get mentally ill people in an institute only for them to walk out after a couple of days. Because if they go in voluntarily, they can come out voluntarily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, it really is. And in America, we don't care about the mental health of people.
Yeah.
We really don't. Our laws are so screwed up. You know, but, you know, this is the kind of rhetoric that the dad came out and said. And then, of course, the BLM, they chimed in and everything, tried to make it, you know, a race thing, you know. But it wasn't a race thing. In fact, I found this, and this is worth me reading for everybody, off of the Larry Elder Show. I like Larry Elder.
Sure.
He said, let me get this straight. Daniel Penny, a white man, subdued Jordan Neely, a black man, with the help of another Good Samaritan, a black man. Neely posed a threat to passengers on the subway, some of whom were black. The DA who charged Penny is black. The mayor of New York who praised Penny's heroism is black. The jury that found Penny not guilty, including four people of color, but Penny's acquittal, according to the head of the New York chapter of Black Lives Matters, means white supremacy got another victory.
Hmm.
It's not about race.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about race. If he would have got on there and set his butt down, everything would have been perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it.
Nope.
And so we had a Marine that I'm personally proud of.
Sure.
I would have, if I was President Trump or Vice President Vance, I would have taken him to the football game myself and bought him some popcorn and a hot dog. I am too. Hey, let's go to
We probably won't see the end of him. I bet he's going to be around.
Well, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to, George Floyd got a big statue. Let's give Penny one.
There you go.
All right, let's go to a break.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
All right, Pete Hegseth is still in the headlines. And, you know,
Larry.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you.
Why is that?
Well, you know, last week you talked about not having crappie.
Yeah.
Well, I went fishing.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Right.
And I know this is not important news, but you did get your crappie, didn't you?
I did.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was very good.
But look, I want you to see this video.
Oh, okay.
Watch this thing.
All right.
Okay. What do you think?
Pretty awesome.
That's pretty called awesome. Live scope.
Yeah, it is.
And you can actually see the fish in real time.
Right.
And see your jig, and you saw it right there.
Did you do that when you, was that the ones that you fed me?
No, that was the ones I caught this weekend.
Okay.
I think we had our dinner Friday night. That was caught last weekend.
Okay.
Those never have been frozen.
Well, because you sent me you sent me that video yesterday, and I'm like, is he out in the rain?
Nah, I went right before the rain.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of Lake Maumelle.
Okay.
15 slabs.
Well.
Go ahead. Let's go back.
I'm ready for another.
Go back to Pete.
Well, I don't know how we got from Pete to crappie.
I know it. Well,
I know how
you
mind runs.
Leave it out. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, they're accusing him of sexual misconduct, but something that I think that is worth bringing to this headline is that we the people have paid $17 million we've paid out for members of Congress about sexual misconduct and everything.
Right.
$17 million bucks.
Yeah.
Can our Congress and senators just not, you know, act like animals up there?
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even know that that's fair for me to say, because animals don't even act the way that they do, you know? Seriously.
Not some of them,
well,
for sure.
My gosh. Anyway, well, you know, and this is a headline. I'm just going to toss this one in for free, and then we'll go back and talk about Pete a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a headline. After almost two decades, Duke lacrosse accuser finally admits that she destroyed lives with a lie.
Right. I saw that too.
Crystal Magnum, an exotic dancer who accused three innocent Duke lacrosse players of rape and destroyed their lives, had finally admitted that she lied.
Yeah. And what do they get?
Yeah.
Nothing.
A ruined life.
Yeah, a ruined life.
And, you know, and this happened in 2006 after she accused him after a party. But then Magnum was recently interviewed from prison, And she was kind of the darling of the liberal media back then for all of this. They made her their little darling. But then she was convicted of second-degree murder for the 2013 stabbing murder of her boyfriend. Mm. Okay? So some of these people that the media just loves to make heroes out of them and make up wonderful people, make them wonderful people, well, I'm sorry, but they just weren't wonderful people. No. And so she said, I made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. You know, and Randy, here's the sad part of this whole story, okay? Innocent men are really accused all the time. But let me flip that coin and say that this makes it harder for people to believe a woman that is actually telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thank God every day I'm not a woman. I'd hate to give childbirth.
Right.
Okay. But a woman, when she says, hey, you know, Bill Clinton raped me or someone raped me or did something bad to me, it's almost been the fact that we don't believe them until they absolutely find the truth. That's why so many women will not come out in the light and say, this is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this kind of nonsense, these lies, these lying women that I don't know what her motivation was, but she lied back then and now she's fessing up to it. And I just don't quite understand why that type of thing has to happen, because it sets back the cause of real women that are being attacked. It sets it back even further.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a serious note.
Well, you can probably go back to follow the money. There's probably some money involved in there.
Yeah, there might be. I don't know. But, you know, well, here's a headline. You know, a lot of people, well, Joni Ernst, and, you know, some people call her War Pig Joni. She has a D grade on her Liberty score from Conservative Review. And the reason I bring this up is because that she's actually against old Pete. She says that she doesn't like Pete, and she confirmed a lot of cabinet picks from Biden,
mm-hmm.
but yet she's wanting to refuse to confirm a lot of the Trump ones.
Mm.
And so I think that she needs to get out of the Senate, and a lot of people are on X saying whoever votes that doesn't confirm Trump's picks, mm-hmm. we're going to primary you out. So I think she's probably one of the very first ones. And another one here is Lindsey Graham. Now, he voted for all kinds of liberals and helped Biden out, okay? I never have been a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Okay? So he says, I'm not going to make any decision regarding Pete. And because a lot of the information comes from anonymous sources. Well, poor thing. Well, guess who the real problem is? It's you. You know? Here's a question that I'll ask. How many Democrats voted against Biden's 21 cabinet nominees? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
How many Democrats voted against
mm-hmm.
him?
None.
Zero.
That's what I figured.
Zero. Now, in what world would Lloyd Austin get 93 votes for confirmation and Hegseth only get maybe not 50?
Huh.
So I just think that it's time that that the Senate steps up. And again, I think I said it last show. I think Trump won a very decisive victory,
a
landslide. I think we need to rubber stamp everything the man wants, give it to him.
Right.
I don't care if it's a dead dog he drug off the side of the road, rubber stamp it and give him his nominee.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I just don't think that there's anything that would cause me to say, no, I don't. I'm not going to vote for that.
He deserves it.
He does. He does. And speaking of Secretary Austin, well, he's given $1 billion of our money to Ukraine on his way out the door.
Well, sure.
You know, we've got hungry people.
Kickback.
Well, we've got hungry people that's starving in North Carolina, and yet we can give another
$750.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
So I think that has to be that amount so they don't have to send them a 1099.
Well, you know, what do a lot of these senators have in common that are wanting to vote against Hegseth? And I'm going to answer this question.
Okay.
What do they have in common?
Okay.
Boeing and Lockheed Martin are some of their largest donors.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. Now, why would I bring that up? Well, because Hegseth says, I want to stop war. A lot of these people love wars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one. Joni Ernst that we talked about. Do you know what states supplies the state that supplies billions of dollars worth of artillery shells to Ukraine? You know where that comes from?
Mm-mm.
Iowa. Do you know where Joni Ernst is from?
Iowa.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, in your place, follow the money.
Right.
So if Hegseth comes in and stops the war, her state gets hurt.
Right.
Okay.
And Elon Musk comes in and says, we're spending too much money here.
Isn't it time for Doge?
Yes, I can't wait.
I can't wait
till their first report comes out.
I got to tell you, I'm living for January 20th, and we can't get there
fast enough. I know, me too.
And what really puckers me up all the time is I pray to God they've got Trump under a lot of security.
I'm telling you.
Because these people are just weird and crazy enough, they'll take a shot at killing him again. They really will. Here's something that Trump has already said, though. Trump notifies, another headline, Trump notifies Lockheed Martin CEO that he will be canceling a $1 trillion F-35 contract. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. $1 trillion for the F-35 contract with Lockheed Martin. And he says the reason he is because it crashes and there's a lot of delays.
Yeah.
And the costs are skyrocketing far beyond the initial projections.
I got some problems with them.
So there you go. Well, here's some Republican senators that again have confirmed and voted for the far left judges that Biden is running through at the last minute. Now, Randy, why would we be stupid enough? And I guess this phrase hasn't hit my head as impactful as it has lately. A lifetime appointed judge.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. You don't deserve a lifetime appointment, and neither do I. And why on God's green earth are we allowing this?
That's what it was set up. That's the way it was set up.
Well, that's why I'm screaming for term limits. I don't care if you're elected. I don't care if you're appointed.
So you think we need to have term limits on Supreme Court?
Everybody, yes.
How many years?
I want 2 terms, 4 years apiece, just like the president.
8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
Yep.
Every Supreme Court judge has to be reissued.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That would be major.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be putting up with some of the idiots. If you can't sit there and say the definition of a woman, do we really want you for eternity?
No, no, no.
And you know what? Term limits cuts both ways, okay? Mm-hmm. You take the very best guy that conservatives have that is on that Supreme Court, and you say, Larry, do you want to cut him out? Yes.
Yeah.
2 terms, 4-year terms, 8 years, he's out.
Yeah.
From the dog catcher to the president, everybody in between, if you are elected.
Larry, they can't even find people now that want to be the dog catcher. I mean, how you going to oust them out? And we're not going to have a dog catcher.
We'll find somebody to get the job done.
He's
probably far more qualified as the dog catcher as he would be to be our senator, okay? If he can formulate a complete sentence.
The retired senator can go run for dog catcher now.
Well, did you see where Matt Gaetz is going to OAN News as the anchor?
No, I didn't see that.
Seriously? Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. OAN News, he's going to be their conservative voice. He's going to be the anchor at OAN News. Now, you know, when he was being appointed by Trump and they were attacking him.
Right.
Okay. And we were told that there was a hacker that had hacked in and obtained and released some of the House Ethics Committee report. Well, guess what? That was a lie.
Yeah.
Can you believe that our government would lie to us?
Yes.
Guess what? It turns out it was the top Democrat congresswoman, Susan Wild, Democrat from PA,
mm-hmm.
on the Ethics Committee.
Mm.
Ethics Committee.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
So here's another one. GOP senators who could block Tulsi Gabbard's confirmation, guess what they did? They took huge checks from the defense industry. That's why they're mobilizing against her. So we've got rhinos in the House. Rhinos are running rampant, okay? So let me go just a couple more here, and then we'll take another break. Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, he resigned.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a headline. Well, that's because there was a loss of trust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with him, the FBI faced significant criticism, political bias, failures of oversight. People just don't have the confidence in the FBI. You know, I used to think that FBI people were some of the most intelligent, you know, smartest. Mm-hmm. Oh, they could do anything and mm-hmm. everything. They were awesome.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know what I think about them now.
Well,
they're just part of the deep state that's actually screwing things up. Matter of fact, it's been in a headline. New York Post said, report reveals that FBI spied on its likely new director, Kash Patel.
I can't wait till he gets in.
Well, you know what? I would just say, don't investigate your future boss.
I know.
He may have an axe to grind and come after you. All right, so let me just a couple more here. Fox News says there's a bombshell report on January 6th that has just dropped. The FBI had 26 confidential human sources there that day. They were paid rats in mega hats.
I saw that.
Over a dozen of these spies participated in the so-called insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here's the question. Why didn't the FBI director tell Congress that when he testified under oath? How come?
Yeah.
Democrats gaslighted us and said, oh, this is just a conspiracy theory. But we, the people, we were right all along.
Right.
I keep saying it, Randy. I wouldn't be one if it didn't keep coming to pass. Today's conspiracy theory is tomorrow's headline and reality.
That's right. And, you know, all this that you're doing has happened within the past week.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see this show in 2 weeks, what is today? Tomorrow. When will this air? Wednesday?
18th.
Yeah. So if you see this a week later, this is old news.
Oh, yeah.
This is how fast this is changing.
Well, let me tell you something. You said, hey, let's do one.
Yeah.
Let's hit the hot headlines. I kept printing. I'm printing reams of paper,
right.
And half of it's getting shredded because that I'm like, well, that's old news.
That's old.
Do you know that I actually was printing stuff out right before I came to the studio tonight? I did. It's in here. Now here's what FBI has lost so much credibility that Trump won't even use them to do background investigations for his nominees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you think I'm radical, if you think I'm crazy. Well, Trump doesn't even trust the government that he's going to go try to lead.
No.
So let me say this, and then we'll take a break.
Right.
Okay. I found this on the internet. It's over on X, and I loved it. It says, if the FBI won't investigate it, they're in on it. If the media won't report it, they're in on it.
Yep.
If Congress won't talk about it, they're in on it. Now
it
you know what's going on.
There it is.
So there you go, folks.
Cool.
We'll be back.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Oh, welcome back, folks. Randy, I've always wanted to own a drone, but now I don't know that I want one.
I should have brought my little drone. I got a TikTok drone I paid $19 for. Should have brought it up here.
Well, the White House was caught in DroneGate cover-up. White House spokesman Kirby denies that the drones are real, despite New Jersey military base confirming 11 different breaches. They're dismissing over 3,000 reports of car-sized drones. Now, these aren't just little drones like you and I go down to the store and buy.
No, or get off TikTok.
These are size off of, you know, I mean...
military size.
Yeah, yeah.
Military grade.
Yeah, yeah. And so
ocean... It's not our military.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Ocean County Sheriff says 50 mysterious drones spotted coming off of the ocean. You know, the other day, I watched on TV this drone that literally, you didn't see it, and all of a sudden it come up out of the water and took out flying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I need one of those.
Well, they've got the fishing drones that if you hit the water, they just come right back. So, you know, they make them. Yeah, waterproof.
Wow. A lot of, here's a headline, are the New Jersey UAPs Iranian drones? Says on Wednesday, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew appeared on Fox News and said the drones were launched from an Iran mothership off of the U.S. East Coast.
There you go.
Military confirms, another headline, military confirms drone spotted over U.S. airbase in Germany.
There you go.
And it says Biden White House is downplaying reports of unauthorized drone activity. What are they going to wait to do to have our Capitol bombed and then they're going to do something about it?
Yeah, wait till one of those drones accidentally or purposely drops something.
So when we say, folks, we can't wait till January the 20th.
Right. You know why?
I want a real president.
Right.
Not some idiot that Biden or that that Hussein and Soros is controlling.
They do. They know exactly
absolutely,
what it is.
Absolutely. They said Friday that a spokesperson of the U.S. Air Force said drones have been spotted flying over the U.S. airbase in Germany, even as far back as November and December.
Yeah.
They're flying over 12 counties in New Jersey last week. Okay. So, I mean, the headlines, I mean, everything's just blowing up.
Have you seen those videos of these guys out there with the ARs shooting?
Yeah, I have. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? I talked to a guy at Bobby's today that got him an AR. Well, he owns ARs. And he said that he's got a suppressor on one.
Oh, my.
He said, oh, my God, it is so much fun.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm afraid you and I might have to look into
that. I know. And I mean,
not that we own any, because we don't. Here's a headline. A 9/11 center is receiving a report from a caller that an unknown drone is landing near solar plants fields and sucking up power. This is in North Stockington, Connecticut, and they have video evidence of it landing in there.
Now that sounds like UFO.
Well, one way or the other, it's out there. So here's a question. How much has the communist regime sold us out to China and Iran? I mean, think about it. I mean, if this doesn't scare people to death, that these things are flying in our airspace in America.
Right.
You know, growing up, I always told my children, we will never fight a war here in America because our military is set up to where we'll always go fight it on their land, not ours.
I don't know about that.
Well, we found that to not be true at 9/11.
Right.
Okay. If 9/11 is actually correct, I'm not so for sure that it is.
Yeah.
I'm wavering big time on 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really am. I've been watching some stuff on it and I'm like, oh man, I'm becoming a believer.
But from you, I think, never mind.
Oh, well, I'll send Sashquath over here and he'll talk to you about it because I'm a believer on that. So if your military intelligence cannot tell you what this is,
they're not going to tell us.
They're not very intelligent.
They're not going to tell us. They know what it is. They're just not going to tell it.
What's our government hiding from we the people? Folks, are you believing this government? You better be listening to us.
Just better wait until January.
Wright Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio had to shut down due to unknown drone activity. Right. Shut them down for hours. Several hours.
That's crazy.
Because the airspace was full of drones. Why aren't the military out there blowing them up?
Right. I know it. It's in their airspace.
Here's somebody, a couple of somebodies actually, that says, a couple of headlines, it says, U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission alerts radioactive material is missing. It's missing from New Jersey, where the drones are at.
Maybe the drones flew in there and their men came out and got it.
Well, you know, Alex
loaded it up and it flew off.
Alex Jones was given a warning on his podcast concerning a potential nuclear false flag to derail President Trump's incoming administration agenda and trigger a massive escalation of war with Russia.
Wow.
I mean, we're chuckling about some of this, but I got to be honest with you. There's something going on and it's big. And our government under this evil regime is not telling we the people what it really is, and they are not keeping us safe.
Right.
America, well, if you think you're safe, you're wrong.
We just need January to hurry up and get here.
Dear God, we certainly do. Here's one. President Trump is actually canceling his own trip to Bedminster because the drones are flying over his property there.
Yeah.
He won't even go to his own property.
Right.
President Trump said.
Well, good. I'm glad.
I am too.
I don't want him going there.
Well, do they have some
He needs to be hiding out. They need to be hiding him somewhere until January.
Have they stolen some of this nuclear stuff and put it in these drones and they're flying over and releasing it?
Yeah.
Do they have the next scamdemic loaded up in those drones and they're flying over America and putting it in the air?
Hmm.
Think about that, folks. You know, and I know you don't want me to bring this up. I know you don't. But you know how these jets will leave those jet trails?
Yes. They're real.
Well, you know, a few months ago, you told me, now, Larry, that's a conspiracy theory. You can't buy into that.
A jet trail?
Yeah.
No.
And that they're spraying all kinds of nasty stuff to make us sick and killing us?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh. Florida, I've got stuff on it right now. I'll bring it up sometime in January. Florida is actually passing laws saying that they can't do it no more over Florida.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, another conspiracy theory that's coming true. I'm just waiting. President Trump said in this headline, he said, I called on the Pentagon to tell the truth to the American people, and they need to do it, and they need to do it fast. He gave a press conference, and so there you go. Well, here's one. How do you know, a question for you folks, how do we not know about the drones, but we can hunt down a murderer in just days?
Right.
Okay? Think about that for a moment. Here is United Healthcare CEO.
And I'm glad they got the murderer.
Well, you know, a lot of people are wondering if he's the right guy or not.
Really?
I mean, there's some shady stuff, and okay, I'm always the one to buy into it and listen to it. But, you know, if they can't chase down the drone and figure out what that is,
right?
How can they find this murderer in just a matter of days? Look at all the unsolved mysteries, okay? They say that they found written admissions about the crime when they arrested him in Pennsylvania. They revealed that it was ill will towards corporate America. Oh, the White House came out and condemned the violence against corporate greed. You know, that freak of a clown that's the press secretary, says violence is to combat any sort of corporate greed is unacceptable.
Hmm.
You know, here's the thing, Randy. Brian Thompson, I found this out about Brian Thompson. He went from Jewell, Iowa, which has a population of 1,200 people.
Right.
Small little town. He went from there to leading a corporation that's 140,000 employees, overseeing $250 billion of revenue at one of the world's most important companies. His mom was a beautician. His father worked in a grain elevator. Okay.
Yeah.
And yet he became valedictorian in his high school. I mean, this guy went from small town boy and studied hard, worked hard, and was living the American dream.
Right.
Only to get killed. And some of the liberals, the very liberals that are against gun control, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're out here saying that it's okay for him to get killed because of corporate greed. We have to fight back the system. Did you know that there's actually t-shirts, hoodies, coffee cups, shot glasses, you name it, all kinds of merchandise that is actually being sold on the Manhattan sidewalk? Online sellers like Amazon has actually had to pull merchandise off because people were putting it on there, delay, defend, deny. Okay?
Huh.
Deny, defend, depose was an ornament that was listed for sale on Etsy.
I haven't heard any of that.
These people are sick. They're celebrating this man's death. Okay. Well, I guess if you can talk that way, let me talk this way. Here's something that's a headline that some of you may not have seen. The United Healthcare CEO that was supposed to testify against none other than Nancy Pelosi.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Was assassinated a week before he was to testify. You want to know what he was wanting to testify about her about?
Right.
Insider trading.
Oh, gosh.
Insider trading. Now, can someone explain this to me? Or was it just a mere coincidence that he got knocked off?
Yeah.
Think about that, America. Think about it. They murdered Brian Thompson. And think about this. It was the first time that someone got shot that there wasn't an outcry immediately for gun control.
Right.
Because the liberals thinks it's okay because of corporate greed.
Right.
So by the way, how's that Hussein care working out for you, America? Well, this kind of brings us up to our next headline. Nancy fell down and got a boo-boo.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
So he was going to testify.
She had a hip replacement.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're being told. So he was going to testify against Nancy. He got shot. She goes to Germany, falls down, and breaks a hip.
Now she's stuck over there.
Uh-huh. Is she stuck or is she hiding?
Huh.
Now, yeah. Think about it for just a moment, okay? Because a lot of people have kind of tossed this out there. But here, let me go back and just make this statement. You know, our country is being controlled by nursing home patients. If it's true that she fell down and broke a hip,
yeah,
okay? Mitch McConnell fell down and got right. a boo-boo.
Right, I saw that.
The man can't even speak anymore. He freezes in front of a camera. My gosh. So, here... He was supposed to testify against her. Now she fell down in Germany and supposedly broke the hip. I guess the only thought is a lot of people are saying, I think that Nancy is going, and I'm not saying this, but I could buy into it. They say that Nancy's going to stay overseas. She's going to resign from Congress over there, and Hammerman Paul is going to go and meet her over there, and they're going to live out their life overseas because she doesn't want to come back to America.
Mm-mm.
Not with Trump coming into office.
I bet.
So, Randy, it is a real question. Did she fake this broken hip, get out of the country?
Right.
Okay? And if I'm not mistaken, she may just go to Italy because that, if I'm not mistaken, that's a place to where, what's the word, they won't extradite her back?
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So here's a couple of questions. She couldn't get a pardon. Well, she probably could have, but she didn't want one. She decided to bail out. Okay. So if you can't get a pardon, I'd love to know where her bank accounts are right now. Have they been liquidated and moved overseas?
Yeah.
It's just a question that I'm throwing out there. I think one other question I would say is, and I'm not a rancher. I'm not a horse expert. But you know, when a horse, when an old nag gets something broken, what do they normally do? They put her down.
Yeah.
Well, Did you like that?
Yeah.
Did I set you up on that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I thought I would. Well, now here's another headline. Oh, Pelosi took her son, Paul Jr., on this last trip to Asia to Ukraine. Guess what? Turns out that Paul Jr. is on the board of two lithium companies in Taiwan.
Okay.
And her office blocked his name out every time, anytime it was mentioned in official reports. It blocked his name out. So, are we looking at another Hunter Biden situation?
Probably.
Possibly. Probably. So, well, let's jump on. Let's throw a couple of things out here. Senate Democrats are currently holding a hearing about protecting illegal immigrants. Now, okay. can you believe they'd do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. You know, you've heard of the Lake Riley Act. Every Republican voted to protect Americans from criminal illegal aliens, while 170 Democrats opposed it.
Hmm.
Another question I would just simply ask all you thinkers out there on this podcast, we've asked you to think, why would anyone vote against public safety?
Hmm.
And that's what those Democrats did. It says the proposed law would require the detention and deportation of illegal aliens who have been caught committing crimes. So again, I ask you, why would anyone vote against it? New York City? Well, they've got 58,000 criminal migrants, including more than 1,000 gang members, according to ICE, that's living on their streets. And the thing of it is, these sanctuary cities, they shield criminals from deportation, they're endangering law-abiding citizens, and they're undermining law enforcement to where they can't even maintain peace and do anything about it. And they're doing it all, well, that I'm gonna save this. Save this little tidbit right here for another show because I kind of like that one and I don't want to breeze through it. Let's move on. Another headline. FEMA is paying for illegals to live rent-free in Maine in brand new apartments that cost between $1,800 and $2,200 a month when there are victims of North Carolina in the hurricane victims living in tents in freezing temperatures.
But they got $750.
They sure did.
Yeah.
North Carolina residents requesting a $200 for a broken window was denied by FEMA.
Yeah.
Instead, FEMA offered her a two-bedroom hotel voucher for 30 days in the South Park Marriott Hotel. Now, guess how much that would cost us taxpayers?
Oh, yeah.
$14,000. And all she asked for was, hey, could you replace me a $200 window?
I can't wait for Elon to get in there.
Can someone say Doge?
Cut it out.
Can you say Doge?
Doge, Doge, Doge.
Oh, have you heard the name Harley Masters?
No.
Well, she's all upset with social media influencers who's been kicking her around pretty good. The Amish, if you'll remember, came in and built a bunch of like mini homes, if you will.
Uh-huh.
She goes in there and kicks them out because the mini homes aren't up to code.
Oh, my goodness.
Aren't up to code. This idiot kicked them out. Are the tents they're living in up to code?
No.
Does America make sense? Does our government make sense?
Can't wait till January.
Can't wait. Okay, well, here's something that makes sense. In another attempt to sabotage Trump's incoming presidency, Biden is racing to auction off the unused construction materials of the border wall.
I saw that. Yeah.
Trump has made it clear that he will complete the wall upon his return to office, but yet Biden is trying to sell it and for as much as $5. In fact, right before I told you, news is breaking right. So fast. Right before I came out here on Newsmax, President Trump was on there and said they're selling the walls for 3 to 5 cents on the dollar,
mm-hmm.
people are buying it, storing it back, because then they say when Trump comes back into office, they're going to sell it back to the United States. And he said it's going to cost us millions of dollars.
I saw also that Texas was trying to buy as much as they could. And then when he gets back in office, they're going to give it to him.
He said this isn't a Democrat or a Republican issue. I'm just asking Joe Biden, stop selling the wall, because I'm going to finish it. I'm going to put it up. He said, we'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the same wall we all have already have spent. Right. And the fact of the matter is, if you think that anybody's lying about this, they've got video showing the trucks that's trucking the stuff out.
Wow.
Well, another way that Biden is sabotaging stuff is he Biden locks in the work from home deal for 42,000 Social Security workers until 2029. He's trying to keep DOGE from forcing them to come back and actually work in an office.
Right.
Well, here's what I can tell you. If I was DOGE, I would simply say, we can't make you come back now because of this.
You're fired.
But you're fired. You're fired. Fire him. Fire him. Hakeem Jeffries says he can't figure out about DOGE. He says, I can't even figure out what the objective is. Well, you know, to me, it's becoming clearer and clearer.
Sure it is.
And we're smarter than they are because we're looking for government efficiency. That's what. Oh, well, here's another thing. Another headline. Biden gives another $1 billion to Ukraine for foreign assistance.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to make this statement. Put me on record.
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
A lot of people may not. But I'm going to make it anyway.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I say stop all, that's a big word, all foreign assistance and keep it for our own people. Shut it down. We're not giving, I say the U.S., we're not sending another penny out of this country. We're not giving one penny to anybody. We're shutting it off and we're keeping it for our, we the people.
I don't have a problem with that.
We're giving $1 billion more to Ukraine. We're giving $1 billion over to Africa to rebuild their homes after a drought. And yet we have people in North Carolina, as you keep saying, that's going to get $700.
Right.
I say shut it down. Don't give another penny to anybody except we, the people, and then cut our dang taxes.
There you go.
Okay. Just a couple more, and then we'll get out of here. And I've got one surprise for you, Randy.
Oh, okay.
I got one surprise.
Really?
Yeah,
I've hit it. It's not on the list down here?
No, it's not on the list, and I have hid it from you, okay? And I'm going to break your heart at the very end of the show.
Okay, go ahead.
And then you're going to roll that music, turn out the light, the party's over. And you will.
Okay, go
ahead. It'll bring a tear to your eye.
This is the last one.
Well, no. This isn't it. But here, let me just give you this. I love this one. Donald Trump says that he's going to pardon all the J6ers on day one.
Amen.
So much for the double standards in the justice system and the unfair persecution.
I love it.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. You know, Michael Beard, the idiot who shot Ashley Babbitt in cold blood on the day of the insurrection.
Yeah.
He says, I want, and he's actually threatening to go public unless he has a pardon from Biden. Now, that confirms that he's guilty of murder. It also confirms there's a J6 bombshell that's worth going public with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Again, folks, it was a conspiracy theory until it became reality. We kept saying it's a conspiracy theory. Liz Cheney's on TV whining and crying about the whole thing. But here's what... and now they're
can
now,
you believe that this is this much news in 1 week?
Oh God, in a couple
it's
of days.
Crazy.
And they're Biden is actually talking about preemptive pardons.
Oh, I know it.
Preemptive pardons, just in case.
Hand out them indulgences.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Okay. I know you want to get off the air, so I'm gonna give you one, okay? This is going to bring a tear to your eye. Say goodbye to TikTok.
No.
In a bold move to protect national security, U.S. lawmakers have warned tech giants Apple and Google to prepare to remove TikTok from their app stores by January 19th of 2025 or face massive fines.
Well, I heard that Disney had bought it.
No, I don't trust Disney.
Well, I know. As woke as they are. It's, you know, it's, yeah, I agree, but I heard that Disney had bought it.
Well,
so I
had
not
heard that.
Yeah.
But here's what I can tell you. It says the threats are so severe to do this. The threats of fines are in the hundreds of billions of dollars if they don't do it.
Where am I going to get all my little toys and stuff for my dog and whatever I see?
Well,
I buy stuff on there once a day.
I just thank God that I have unlimited texting because you send me about 40 of them a day. Well, hey, folks, come back and see us. We've got two great shows coming up, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Be sure and tune in because they're fabulous, okay? Hey, have a good one. Merry Christmas to you. And tomorrow starts the